Thanks so much for joining us as we continue this series on Lent, during Lent, a series we're calling Relent. And we're looking this week at the ultimate surrender, Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Therefore, Paul wrote, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So it all started with a kiss, an act of compassion driven by hell. In the darkness of the night, it identified the man. His friends ran. He stood alone. The soldiers dragged Jesus away to trials, the beatings, mockery, crown of thorns. It all started with a kiss from Judas, a kiss of death. It continued with the cross, lifted and dropped in a pre-dug hole, hands and feet pinned by spikes, shoulders separated as it jolted into place, body bruised, face beaten and bloodied, Jesus' back laid open by the scourgings scraped against the beam as he pushed up to fill his lungs, the pain mysteriously magnified by the weight of man's sin. It was a cross of death. It ended in a tomb. Cold and damp, hard slab of stone for the final sleep, the smell of death mixed with perfume, the body prepared and delivered, wrapped like a cocoon, the rock rolled into place, the tomb sealed, there was stillness, there was darkness, there was finality. It was a tomb of death. That's where we'll leave Jesus today. Think about what he did for us. Think about his death on that cross. The resurrection's coming. But today, think about Jesus who paid the penalty, the ultimate penalty, for your sin and mine. Heavenly Father, thank you for the resurrection of your Son, our Savior. Thank you that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. May we confess that truth every day, and help us never to forget the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made for us. As he relented for us, may we live a life of surrender for him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.